Navy Petty Officer Michael Van Johnson, Jr. died on the battlefield in Iraq last week. The sailor was far from any Navy ship. He was a medical corpsman assigned to a Marine unit at Camp Pendleton. The last thing he did in Iraq was to provide medical care to an injured Marine. Russell Lewis of member station KPBS in San Diego reports.
Petty Officer Michael Johnson was part of an important but relatively unknown Navy unit called the Hospital Corpsman. They're on Navy ships and Marine and Navy bases, and when Marines deploy, they go with them to provide first aid treatment on the battlefield. They patch up gunshot wounds and splint broken bones. Doug Sayers is with the Naval Medical Center in San Diego. He says they do this even in the heart of battle, with bullets whizzing by.
It's pretty poignant. As others are being hit and wounded, they are the ones who are going in the face of that fire to try and save them.
That's exactly what Johnson was doing. His Marine unit was taking heavy fire from Iraqi infantry soldiers. One Marine had been shot, and Johnson rushed forward to try to save him. As he worked on the injured man, a grenade landed nearby. Johnson was hit in the head by shrapnel, and he died. He was 25 years old. He leaves behind a wife. Friends and colleagues remember him as a person with a passion for basketball and for fantasy movies like The Matrix. Mostly they remember him as a fun-loving guy who liked to laugh.
He was a very happy-go-lucky young man, tall, slender, always had a smile on his face, always ready to play a joke or have a joke played on him.
Lieutenant Commander Sheldon Sloan was Doc Johnson's boss at the San Diego Marine Corps Recruit Depot. Before Johnson shipped out to Iraq in January, he provided medical care to thousands of recruits, and he did it in a lighthearted way, Sloan recalls.
There's a story of him and being a mother duck type thing one time where he lined all his recruits up and had him follow him around. They would know that he was there to take care of them.
The kind of valor Johnson displayed in Iraq has been rewarded often. Corpsmen have earned more medals of honor than any other specialty in the Navy. Hospital corpsmen trace their roots to the American Revolution when they were called loblolly boys. The corpsmen have had different names over the years, but they've been in every war where the Navy has fought. Jan Herman is the official historian for Navy medicine. He says Marines have a deep connection to their corpsmen because they help keep them alive. Herman recalls talking to a Marine who was shot during the Vietnam War.
He said to me very dramatically, he said, "I'll tell you how I feel about corpsmen." He said, "You can lose your radio man, you can lose your point man, and you can lose your lieutenant who's leading us. But when you've lost your corpsman, you've lost everything."
Herman says Navy hospital corpsmen face a paradox on the battlefield.
Your goal is to save life, not to take it, which is in many ways different from what the role of a soldier or Marine is. Their role is to kill the enemy, and your role as a corpsman is to save human life.
As testament to that, corpsmen are generally unarmed. This allows them to carry more medical supplies without being weighted down by a rifle and bullets. Corpsmen in Iraq, like Michael Johnson, have helped save many lives in the last few weeks, and as the conflict continues, they will continue to risk their safety to help others. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.